This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for increased clarity. Having some vision of the road ahead. The road immediately ahead involves a big speech at some point this evening. It has been announced by Joe Biden, who is the almost just about pretty clearly bound to be the president-elect. He'll be speaking tonight. What is the next move for President Trump? Well, he's trying to go to the courts. He has every right to do that. Is there any chance that the apparent results of this election will be reversed by the Supreme Court of the United States or other major courts? We'll talk about that with John Hough, who believes that if the election came down to one state, and that state was the keystone state of Pennsylvania, in other words, if Joe Biden's current lead in Pennsylvania, which appears to be about 15,000 votes, if that current lead doesn't hold up or it is eroded or there is some question about the way the ballots were counted or election fraud or any of that, if it is just down to one state, well, then maybe the election could be overturned. And what is the impact of all of this on control of the Senate? I think that a lot of Republicans are actually celebrating prematurely, because there are two runoff elections, both of them in the state of Georgia, and if Republicans lose both of those elections and have to be careful not to, have to make sure that Republicans win, if Republicans lost both of those two Georgia elections, it would be handing the Senate to Chuck Schumer, and I don't think that's an appetizing prospect at all. There is a great deal going on. The mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kenney, he's a Democrat, of course, told a press conference that Donald Trump should put on his big boy pants. And there does have to be a time when the president is going to recognize this inevitable transition. And the question I would ask for people who disagree with that proposition is, okay, what's the alternative? In other words, if the president doesn't at some point in the next few days, or certainly within a week, recognize that there is going to be a transition of power in the White House, then what do you do? How does this thing work itself out? If you believe there was fraud in the polls and there was fraud here and fraud there and fraud everywhere, as the president indicated in his speech to the country last night, that a lot of networks cut away from because it was indeed full of dishonest talk. If you believe that the president has to fight total war that his son, Donald Trump Jr., called for, how do you win that war? What does winning look like? And no, I'm very serious about this, because we have an electoral system. It's quirky and creaky and weird, but that's our system. That's the way Trump won last time, even though we got 3 million fewer votes nationwide than Hillary Clinton. This time, Trump's getting 4 million. Actually, it's close to 4.5 million fewer votes than Joe Biden. Joe Biden is winning an absolute majority of votes nationwide. So on what basis do you have the apparent outcome of the election overturned? And when I say apparent outcome, a lot of people who already see that Arizona has been called by Fox News, they're standing by that. The Joe Biden will win in Arizona. And it now appears virtually certain, according to people who are familiar with Nevada, that since Biden has actually increased his lead in Nevada, that he will hold Nevada. That was a state that Hillary carried. And Biden has moved ahead in both Georgia and Pennsylvania. and that is unlikely to be overturned. Okay, where do you go? What do you do? And this idea of stop the steal, regardless of questions of whether there is a steal going on or not, how do you stop it? What is that supposed to mean? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll talk about the lawsuits and their ongoing importance. We'll also be speaking with one of the editors of the Washington Examiner on reasons to be cheerful after such a foul election. Well, there are reasons to be cheerful, particularly for conservatives. I just found another one from Illinois. The governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, big liberal, very wealthy Democrat. His family is associated with the Hyatt Hotels chain. J.B. Pritzker pumped $50 million of his own money into an initiative to try to get the people of Illinois to raise taxes. And he wanted to institute, right now they do have a state income tax, but it's a flat tax. The people who pay the tax, who are people who earn above a certain level, get taxed at the same rate. And it doesn't keep climbing sky high up to the levels of 13%, such as you have in California and New Jersey, Hawaii, and a few other states. So they had put an initiative on the ballot. Everyone thought it was going to pass easily. It was to create a graduated income tax so that the more you earned in Illinois, the more you paid in taxes, the higher your rates. Everybody who earns more does pay more because if a percentage of a larger income, of course, is going to be more payment in taxes. In any event, it lost. Sanity prevailed. There's a big argument there is why at a time of fiscal crisis when our state is virtually bankrupt, do we want to chase away some of the most productive job creators in our state? Now, people in Illinois, where President Trump got wiped out, and Republicans tend not to win statewide, Republican ideas won statewide. And they did that all over the place. And yes, there are reasons to celebrate. I'm not sure there's a lot of celebration anywhere for President Trump. And for his statement to the nation last night, it was deeply disappointing. And it sounded like this for those who didn't hear it live. The president spoke from the White House, and let's go to clip one.
Good evening. I'd like to provide the American people with an update on our efforts to protect the integrity of our very important 2020 election. If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. To name just a few, we won these and many other victories despite historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech. As everybody saw, we won by historic numbers.
Okay, the New York Post, which of course has been an enthusiastic supporter of President Trump, the New York Post, the source of all of those attacks on Hunter Biden, they're definitely not in the Biden corner, they're in the pro-Trump corner. They headlined this speech by President Trump, "Downcast Trump makes baseless election fraud claims in White House address." And he said in the address later, "This is a case where they're trying to steal an election, they're trying to rig an election, and we can't let that happen." The real argument here is not whether some fraud occurred or not. Some fraud occurs in every single election, on one side and another, usually on both. There are mistakes, there are frauds, it happens. And the question really here is, what do you do about it? What is it that President Trump really wants to do about it, other than undermine the confidence in the whole process? And what is the point and what is the goal? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show, President Trump, of course, in agony over losing. As he said a couple of days ago, winning is easy, losing is hard, especially for me. That's what the president said. And look, he ran a campaign where his performance on Election Day was significantly better than it was predicted by almost all of the polls. and the Republican Party and conservative ideas did very well on other parts of the ballot. It wasn't a wipeout. There was no great blue wave. That's a lot to celebrate. We'll be talking about that with Hugo Gurdon of the Washington Examiner coming up. But the president still is pondering what the next step would be. He seemed to be almost thinking out loud last night when he spoke from the White House. It was billed as a press conference initially, but he didn't take any questions at all. He said this about the idea of stealing the election and the idea that the election would be stolen. Here is President Trump, clip two.
We'll see, but we think there'll be a lot of litigation because we can't have an election stolen like this. And I tell you, I have been talking about this for many months with all of you, and I've said very strongly that mail-in ballots are going to end up being a disaster. Small elections were a disaster. Small, very easy to handle elections were disastrous. This is a large-scale version, and it's getting worse and worse every day. We're hearing stories that are horror stories, absolute horror stories, and we can't let that happen to the United States of America.
Okay, so how is he going to prevent that from happening? Yeah, because a lot of these election officials, he said something that was just flat out wrong. He actually said a lot that was flat out wrong in his statement last night. But one of the things he said is all of these states where this is going on, this alleged election stealing, are run by Democrats, and they have Democrats running the election. Well, that's not true. In the state of Georgia, which the president appears to be losing, Joe Biden is ahead, they're going to be going to a recount, there is a loyal Republican who was just elected, who is the Secretary of State. And the same is true in not just the state of Georgia, but the state of Nevada. Even though they have a Republican governor, the Secretary of State is a very loyal Tea Party kind of Republican named Barbara Sequesti. And then that's also true of the state of Arizona, which does appear to be moving toward Joe Biden. So you can't blame the administrators of the elections, can you? Or is there some secret reason that Republicans want to see President Trump lose, that they want to stack the election against him? The real question is, okay, you file lawsuits, but for what? The lawsuits are all filed at the last minute. The president objected to mail-in ballots. Do you know almost two-thirds of the people who voted on Tuesday used mail-in ballots of some kind? So if you were objecting to mail-in ballots, Mr. President, if you think they should be invalidated, first of all, you can't invalidate somebody's ballot after the fact. You can't say to somebody, okay, you sent in your ballot, you did what you were told to do, you did what you said you needed to do to have your vote counted, but we're not going to count it. And frankly, I don't understand what is going on with people flocking to this movement of Stop the Steal, right? I mean, it's a big internet movement that has apparently drawn some 3 million respondents and maybe even more, and people are traveling. And you hear some of the stories, people getting in a car, leaving their home, driving 200 miles to demonstrate in Philadelphia or in Detroit. But to demonstrate for what? In Detroit, they were shouting out and chanting out, stop the count, stop the count, stop the count. And, okay, then what? How do you win? This makes very, very little sense. There's something else that made fairly little sense, is President Trump claimed this in his long and sad and downcast and rambling address talking about an election steal, and actually undermined the truth, which is pretty impressive, about one of his accomplishments on Election Day. Listen, this is clip three.
I won the largest share of non-white voters of any Republican in 60 years, including historic numbers of Latino, African-American, Asian-American, and Native American voters, the largest ever in our history.
Okay, first of all, it's certainly not the largest ever in our history. I mean, the Republican Party used to be the party that primarily represented black people, where virtually what it meant was to be black was automatically to be a Republican, the same way that unfortunately it means that for Democrats today. But even if you talk about the last 60 years, which is what he began to say when he was reading from his script, it's not even true. It's not even close to true. The numbers for George W. Bush in 2004, he won basically the same percentage of blacks as Donald Trump, 11% and 12% respectively. But President Bush in the exit polls won 44% of Latinos and 44% of Asians. President Trump won 32%, which is a fourth less, of Latinos and 31% of Asians. So, but why even say that if it's not true? And Chris Christie, actually good for him, he was on ABC TV, and he said this about the president's basic argument that the election was being stolen. Here's the former governor of New Jersey. Listen.
I've been fortunate enough to be on the ballot a number of times myself. I've won, I've lost. And so as a candidate, you're even more invested in the integrity of the system. Right, so if this stuff is going on that the president's talking about, all of us want it ferreted out because it would undercut everything that we believe in our system. But as a prosecutor, that's like asking me to indict someone without showing me any evidence. If you're going to say those things from behind the podium at the White House, it's his right to do it. It's his right to pursue legal action. But show us the evidence. We heard nothing today about any evidence. I want to know what backs up what he said so that I can analyze it. And let me tell you, if he's right, I'll be outraged, and I'm sure you would be too.
And if he's wrong?
And if he's wrong, then the American people are going to be able to make the judgment about this election that the results have been fair. And this kind of thing, all it does is inflame without informing. And we cannot permit inflammation without information.
I think that's well said. We will talk about reasons not to be inflamed, but to be informed and, in fact, encouraged. Coming up with reasons to be cheerful in the election's aftermath with Hugo Gurdon, editor-in-chief of the Washington Examiner, coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the new unemployment numbers are a stunning indication of a dramatic comeback.
That coupled with the gross domestic product growth in the third quarter indicates that our economy is really moving to get back on its feet.
McConnell also saying another round of targeted stimulus would help the economy as well.
But I think it reinforces the argument that I've been making the last few months, that something smaller, rather than throwing another $3 trillion at this issue, is more appropriate, with it highly targeted.
Joe Biden's campaign says he will give a speech during primetime on Friday. The Democratic presidential candidate's campaign making that announcement but not saying where or what he plans to say. Biden has been urging everyone to be patient as vote counting continues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved Show, I recently read, actually yesterday, a terrific column by Hugo Gurdon, who's editor-in-chief of the Washington Examiner. Of course, I think it was a terrific column. It echoed some of the same points I've been making with you the last couple of days. Hugo's piece is posted up at our website. It is called Reasons to be Cheerful After Such a Foul Election. Hugo, I agree with almost everything that you've written. I would just mention one thing, which is we still have to win those two runoff elections in Georgia, which may not be an automatic slam dunk.
Well, no, it's interesting, isn't it, that things that races that looked like they were going to be pretty clear in one direction to get tighter and tighter. It looks as though it is down to those two Georgia races where David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler have to have runoff races on the 5th of January. The races in North Carolina and in Alaska are very likely, I think, to be Republican. And I'm very optimistic that the Georgia races will end up being in the Republican column, or at least one of them in the Republican column, which will mean that although the Republican Senate majority is reduced, it's still a majority. And that's a huge deal because there are so many things that the left and that the Democrats wanted to do, which weren't just bad policies, but what I call constitutional vandalism. And those would have been made much more possible if the Democrats had come in with the majority and with Biden in the White House. So I think that there's reason to be pretty pleased. There was no blue wave, which meant that even if Biden was brought into power, even if the public, even if voters decided that they didn't want Donald Trump anymore, they clearly were not saying we want all of this stuff that the left has been threatening us with over the course of the last year or so.
I think that's unquestionably a message from the public, and it's also why Republicans, conservatives, won the biggest initiative fights on the ballot. And I was just reading about this amazing defeat of a progressive income tax, of a graduated income tax in the state of Illinois, which is a very Democratic state. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, had pumped $60 million, $50 or $60 million of his own money into promoting this tax increase. People voted it down in Illinois.
Yeah.
And doesn't that say something profound?
Yeah, it does. It says something, I think, very profound, and that is, I think that in the state of Illinois, it's a good example. It's deep, deep blue. I think people think of themselves as Democrats, and it's often you see this in polling. If you go out and ask people about a policy, and you don't identify it with the Democrats or the Republicans, you don't say kind of where it comes from, far more people actually like more conservative policy than they realize. If you were to ask the question, hey, the Democrats want to do this with taxation, make it more graduated, would you support it? They think, I'm a Democrat, therefore I'm on that side. But if you just say, do you want a progressive income tax, a progressive tax, they're much less likely to do it. And we saw this in California, right, which is sometimes joked as is on the left coast. It's the most kind of progressive. It just brings back Democrats in huge majorities, both in the state and to Congress. And yet the voters in California, they rejected the proposal from the left wing that affirmative action be allowed again in hiring and in admissions to colleges. And they rejected the left wing proposal that was going to hobble the gig economy, things like Uber and Lyft. So,
there was another initiative, Hugo, there was another initiative in California to give localities the right to expand rent control, to bring rent control all over the state. And voters voted it down. They didn't want it. I mean, can you believe it? In California, they voted against rent control, which is a disaster and makes housing more expensive and more difficult to find.
Right. Michael, I think something very important has been happening here, and it also shows up in the fact that President Trump did better, much better with Latinos, better with black voters as well. And that is, there's an increasing sign that people are recognizing that freedom, economic freedom, freedom from bureaucracy and red tape is actually what gives everybody a chance to thrive. That ever since the 1960s and the Great Society, there have been attempts by the central government and by other governments to use government to try and lift people up and to force, they kind of coerced equality. What we're seeing now in these kinds of votes is increasingly people realize that even though the Republicans are terrible at explaining this, they're actually the ones on the side of the little guy because they want to free people from government and allow them to do the things like, just let market forces thrive.
And to let people keep more of their own money that they've earned from the sweat of their brow. Let me ask you this, in the few moments remaining to us. We have the runoffs, which are crucial, coming up in Georgia on January 5th. And then after that, you make a point in your column, and I hope everybody reads it. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. You make a point about how well the Republicans are set up to make even further congressional and senatorial gains in the by-year election of 2022. What could President Trump do between now and the time that he leaves office, January 20th of next year? What could he do to help set up Republicans for some of those future victories?
I think that, first of all, he should not be picking anybody, should not be picking a successor. I think that what he should be doing is saying, I fought for you and my party fought for you, fought for this country. We fought for freedom. Look at what happened to the economy before COVID. We had the greatest economy for 50 years. It's Republicans that deliver that. And, my parting message to you is stick with those policies. I stick with the Republican Party. I don't know about particular measures, but he should be, if he were magnanimous, if he could be magnanimous and not be bitter about his own probable defeat, but say, The American people spoke on that day, on November the 3rd, and they don't want the leftist policies, and they're right. If he could emphasize that, I think that would help in 2022 and in 2024.
Boy, is that ever a powerful point. Do you think he should try to cut short challenging the election outcome rather than running through the month of November and December, still battling the results of November 3rd?
Look, I think that if the margins are such that it really is not going to be possible, I mean, the challenges, the legal challenges are not going to make a difference. If it's perfectly clear that he has lost, he should accept gracefully. That would do the party a great deal of his party more good than if he just kind of bitterly fights on. He's not the kind of guy to concede. I don't suppose he really ever will, but you know, I've talked with lawyers who are involved in this, and, you know, some of them feel like they're kind of going through the motions because that's what the president wants, but it isn't going to be effective.
Right, and because there are simply too many states that you would have to actually overturn, and courts are very, very reluctant to do that. It's a pleasure speaking to Hugo Gurdon. He's editor-in-chief at Washington Examiner. His column, which is entitled Reasons to be Cheerful After Such a Foul Election, is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And Hugo, let me wish you a very wonderful weekend and keep the enlightenment and sound advice coming. When we return on the Medved Show, what about these pending lawsuits and the Stop the Steal movement? What does that illustrate and what exactly is the point? 1-800-955-1776. Our phone number. Will be right back on the Medved Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Michael Medved show, there was a gentleman named Mark, who's 61, who drove from Macomb County yesterday into Detroit because he had heard on the radio that Republican poll watchers were needed. They actually didn't need any. They had plenty, and they were inside watching the vote counting in Michigan, where, by the way, Joe Biden is ahead by more than 150,000 votes. Last time, President Trump carried Michigan by 10,000 votes. And so Joe Biden has like 15 times the lead that Trump did 4 years ago that gave him Michigan's electoral votes. In any event, he said... this guy, Mark, 61, said the MAGA army is not going to let our vote democracy be stolen. Okay, how are you going to prevent the counting from continuing and to reverse the what people are calling the art of the steal? There's this entire fundraising mechanism, and it really is a chance for people to make money on it, called Stop the Steal. Okay, how? What are we actually fighting for here? Let me go to your calls and to Greg in Maple Valley, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Hey, I've got a couple questions for you. I've been listening to you for a long time, and only recently I came up with anything to disagree with you on. You say Mr. Trump ought to just drop the litigation and forget about it, or that's the impression I get. But what happens the next time it happens?
Okay, look, I think the litigation is fine, and he should let it play out. I don't think he should be funded or involve any government money, and so far it hasn't. But the chances are, lawyers who look at this, there's no chance of this litigation succeeding. There's just no chance. Courts do not want to overturn elections. And this election isn't even that close. As presidential elections go, this is a pretty clear, solid victory, like Trump's victory was 4 years ago. And it's almost entirely credible, comparable. Trump is on... Trump got 306 electoral votes. Biden is online to get 306 electoral votes. And it's not going to change by lawsuits.
That's fair. But in the meantime, what do we do with this process that seems to be getting hijacked every time we turn around? Am I the only one hearing about the allegations of vote dumping 10,000 votes at a time for Joe Biden? exclusively?
Okay, those allegations are completely false. They have no basis. There is no evidence. What you're talking about, both
of Republican observers being turned away.
They haven't been turned away. There is no place. The one victory they won was because the Republican observers were asked to be 20 feet away instead of 12 feet away because of concerns about COVID-19. The court said, no, they have the right under the law to be 10 feet away, so they got closer. There is no example, and if there is, then people should be disciplined for it. But you can't invalidate votes after they've been cast and counted. It's perfectly legitimate to have recounts. They're going to have a recount in Wisconsin. They're going to have a recount in Georgia. But you probably know that recounts almost never, unless they're super, super close, hundreds of votes, not thousands, recounts almost never change the outcome. And see, the difficulty here is it would have to be to change the outcome not in one state. It would have to be probably in three states. And that's deeply unlikely. In other words, I'm not against fighting a battle on this issue, but you should pick out a battle that you can actually win. Here's an example of a battle that you cannot win, and it's just foolish, and it's a shame. The Supreme Court, or the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, apparently has asked the Supreme Court to halt the count of Pennsylvania ballots received after Election Day as Biden takes the lead. The Republican Party of Pennsylvania asked the Supreme Court to halt the ongoing count of mail-in ballots received in that state after Election Day. The move came hours after Democratic nominee Joe Biden overtook President Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, and the vote tally there. Here is the basic point, is that those ballots already, before any Supreme Court intervention, have been segregated. They've been kept separate. And there aren't that many of them. It probably won't change the outcome. And it's also very difficult to say that when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court changed the election rules to allow ballots that were postmarked before Election Day, to allow those ballots to be counted if they arrive up to 3 days after Election Day, you can't really say to voters that you relied upon the way it was publicized and the rules that were put forward, but your vote's not going to count because we've reversed it. We'll be talking about these issues with John Hugh, a law professor, who at one point had thought, well, maybe, just maybe, this Pennsylvania case could get before the Supreme Court. I deeply doubt that that will happen. And let me tell you why. Because Supreme Court is not eager to get involved in political questions, particularly this Supreme Court under the leadership of Chief Justice John Roberts. And one of the issues before the court will be whether this is a material issue or whether it is moot. And in this case, even changing the vote in Pennsylvania and somehow disqualifying enough ballots so that Trump would take the state back, that still leaves Joe Biden with 386 electoral votes. And fighting over those 386 electoral votes, trying to get him to lose another 16, is going to be another 17 that he would have to lose, is going to be a very tough slog. At some point, you prepare for the battles that really are important, and I want to suggest that the battle that is very, very important right now is to win for Senator David Perdue in Georgia, and that election that's coming up on January 5th, to win for Senator Kelly Loeffler, who is also on the ballot on January 5th, because if those two Republican senators lose, there's no more Republican majority. No, really, it's that dire. And frankly, I think almost every day that we continue to battle and to demonstrate and to try to defy what this election clearly said about the presidency. The longer we do that, the tougher it's going to be for those two candidates. I'll tell you why. Because if you're Senator David Perdue or you're Senator Kelly Loeffler, an obvious question while you're campaigning for re-election is, are you going to support President Trump in his continued challenges of the election results? And it's very tough because if they say no, then they offend President Trump's loyal supporters who are just about one half of the Georgia electorate. But if they say yes, then they deeply offend members of their own base, plus everybody who's not planning to vote for them. And it's really not the issue you want to go forward on. What you want to do is go forward on preserving that GOP Senate majority that was so successfully defended by senators like Tom Tillis, who deserved his reelection, which he apparently has won, like Senator Dan Sullivan in Alaska, who seems well on his way to defending his reelection. They just haven't had enough votes come in on Alaska to call that race. And Senator Susan Collins, who everybody had given up as a goner. Senator Collins won with over 50% in a four-way race in Maine. And against a hugely well-funded Democratic opponent. It's a tremendous victory for her. In so many ways, this election was a victory for Republican ideas. But part of Republican ideas is to cherish American institutions, like the Supreme Court, and not to pack it with five or seven or three additional justices. To defend the filibuster, which is now going to survive because Mitch McConnell is going to continue, God willing, and the Georgia runoffs willing, continue to run the Senate. And that is a good thing and a well-placed situation for the advancement of the conservative ideas that will benefit this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.